be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaVariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to The Dating Revolution with Heather Jones. Regardless if you're a woman or a man, you're sure to have some laughs and learn a lot on today's show, which is about the benefits and fun that casual dating can bring. You probably aren't going to hear about how to find the one on our show, but you will hear some great commentary and crazy stories. And you'll leave with advice you can put to work today. Now, here's Heather Jones.
Hello, friends. Happy Wednesday. I hope everybody's having a great week so far. Looking forward to the weekend this weekend. I know I am. I had a great weekend last weekend. So on last week's show, I gave everybody a little teaser about a new segment I wanted to start on the show this week called She's a Crazy Bitch. And I got to tell you, I've gotten a little bit of resistance so far from the guys on this topic, and I just can't believe it. I was so surprised. I thought for sure there would be a slew of guys out there that would want to, you know, totally tell stories about, you know, how this girl or that girl, you know, broke into their house and, you know, ended up, you know, doing something crazy. Because I just think that stuff's so funny, only because I've been there myself. I've been on the crazy girl side myself, so I think it's hysterical. But, you know, because I'm getting so much resistance on this topic, it only validates my point that I'm going to move forward with it. And I'm going to press the issue, I'm going to keep pressing it until I get enough guys to come forward and tell their stories, you know, because when a subject's really uncomfortable, there's a lesson to be learned there. And, you know, I don't know if any of you guys who are listening to the show today have heard of a show called John Jay and Rich. And it's kind of a local radio show around here. And they always do these segments like the War of the Roses, Second Date Update, Confront Your Crush, all that kind of stuff. And every time I hear the stories on the radio, I always cringe. You know, I just know it's coming, and it's always, oh my God, I just don't want to hear it. But there's always a huge lesson for somebody to learn or a secret that needs to be revealed. And, you know, that's my point of trying to bring this segment to the show. You know, and there's something very different about telling the truth than talking shit about somebody. And, you know, the segment is not intended to hurt women. It's not intended to, you know, expose guys. You know, it's intended for a subject to be brought up so women can learn and become better women and understand the, you know, that acting crazy and inappropriate, those types of behaviors only destroy themselves and it destroys other people around them. And so, you know, I'm hoping that by providing these funny stories, you know, sort of lighten up the mood a little bit for everybody and, you know, bring the crazy bitches out of the closet and actually talk about some of the crazy stuff that they've done so they can learn and move forward. Because I know the guys out there don't like it when we turn crazy. So, you know, I want everybody to know this, you know, it's a forum for funny stories. You know, I want it to be a positive, uplifting experience for people. And so, you know, I'm going to get into a little bit later about this whole guy code thing I've heard about the last 24 hours. But, you know, I just want women to know out there that they're not alone. You know, there's tons of us crazy girls out there. They've all done stupid stuff. You know, I want you to know you can get support from other women. And, you know, it's going to give us a training ground to sort of start from, you know. So, you know, I've been able to find a couple of good guys who will come onto the show with me, and one of them's here with me today. I've got Bill on the line from New Jersey. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Heather.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good.
So I was introduced to Bill through a friend, and he's got a hysterical story to tell us this morning. And it's, you know, so Bill, the story that Bill's going to tell you about happened, you know, quite a few years ago, but I think it's still relevant for the topics and what I'm trying to, the point I'm trying to make. So Bill, why don't you go ahead and tell us your story?
Well, Heather, I was dating this girl for about 3 years. I was in a relationship with this this woman, Darlene, and we were in one of them relationships where you fight all the time, and then you break up, and you wind up back together, and it's like a cycle that just keeps going. And finally, things had gotten to a limit for me where I realized that I was, you know, finished with it. I couldn't do it anymore. And we broke up, and when I broke the relationship off, I think the problem was that she just wasn't finished at that point. She was ready to keep going. And I don't know how, but this crazy girl kind of had like a tracking device. Everywhere I went, everything I did, she'd wind up showing up. If I had a date, she'd be there. And it wasn't like she would show up and start a fight, you know. Not like she would start a problem with the girls. The thing was that when I would wind up out on a date, she'd show up crying. Everywhere I would go.
Okay.
Every woman that I'd meet.
Right, okay. Well, let's go to break real quick. Hang tight, just a couple minutes. We'll be back in just a few minutes, everybody. You're listening to The Dating Revolution. I'm Heather Jones, your host.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you a single woman who's on the fence about marriage and children? Or are you one of those women who tries to make a relationship out of every casual encounter? If you answered yes to either of these, we've got you covered, plus a whole lot more. Go online today and pick up a copy of Heather's book, Fuck the Double Standard in Dating. You'll love all of Heather's crazy stories, and it won't be long before you're putting into practice the hundreds of tips she provides. This book will help you navigate the world of casual dating without trying to make marriage the ultimate destination. Heather shows you how to approach dating more like a man does, which means being in the moment and not taking everything too seriously. When you change your way of thinking, dating is not only fun, it builds confidence and opens doors to endless possibilities. Fuck the Double Standard in Dating is available now through Amazon.com via paperback or ebook. In fact, while listening to today's show, you can click the link on the show page to pick up your copy right now. Buy it today and become part of the dating revolution.
News, opinion,
passion. Can you hear me?
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned into The Dating Revolution. Got a question for Heather? Pick up the phone and call into the live show at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. If you're just feeling too shy to call in, send Heather an email. The address is info@heatherjones.com. And now, back to The Dating Revolution.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Dating Revolution. I'm Heather Jones, your host. We've got Bill back on the line. What happened?
Heather, I swear my phone started echoing and disconnected. This relationship still haunts me after all these years. So what I was telling you is, you know, I'm in a relationship with this woman, Darlene, and we have been in a relationship for about 3 years, and it was one of those relationships where we were constantly fighting back and forth. We just couldn't get along. But we'd always wind up going back with each other. We'd have this big horrendous fight, and then we'd wind up in that cycle of just constantly making up and going back and forth. And after a long relationship, I finally realized that that just wasn't going to work. It was never going to change, and we wind up breaking up. And with the breakup, she just decided she wasn't done. She wasn't going to take the fact that we were finished. And she started stalking me. Everywhere I went, this girl would show up. It was like she had a tracking device. I don't know how she used to find me. You know, we lived in Philadelphia at the time.
Okay.
It was a pretty big city. Anytime that I'd be out with another woman, and this went on for months and months, she would show up. And it wasn't that she would show up and cause a problem where it was violent or an argument or a fight. this girl would show up, I'd be on a date, and she would start crying to the woman that I was with that she made such a huge mistake and how sorry she was. And then what would happen is the woman that I'm on a date with would turn around, and the whole date would wind up a therapy session for Darlene. They're telling me, you know, that I should forgive her. Why don't you forgive her? And nothing would ever happen. Nothing would pan out for me. Everybody felt bad for her. I'd wind up driving somebody home and going home alone. And it went on every single time I tried to go out for probably 4 or 5 months after this relationship ended. So I wind up, just get away from everything that was happening, I wind up, my parents had a home in New Jersey about 45 minutes outside of Philadelphia. So I wind up going out, and I figured I'll stay with my parents for a little while. They had a nice big house, and get away from the city. And that's what I did. I went out to the suburbs so that I can get away from her there. And I'm there, and I'm out there for about maybe a month. And I wind up meeting a young lady here that I was interested in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And we make plans to go out on a date. Now, I haven't been out on a date for probably about a month now. So the night that I'm going out on the date, now remember I told you this girl's got like a tracking device or some type of psychic connection with me. I'm getting dressed. I'm at the house. And there's a knock at the door, and it's Darlene.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I'm shocked, you know, that she's there. And she's crying at my door. I invite her in, sit down and talk. And I finally had that, you know, that real heart-to-heart relationship ending conversation with her at that point.
Okay.
We're sitting at my parents' house, and I felt we had a really strong, great conversation talking about how I felt things weren't going to change, how unhappy I had been for such a long time. And it was a conversation where we weren't arguing. You know, we were actually able to tell each other how we felt. And I told her that I just wanted to be friends with her at that point, you know, that I'd always care for her. And we hugged, and I thought everything was going to be fine. And I wind up, I had to drive her back home. I still don't know how she used to get out to this house. This is 45 minutes out into the middle of nowhere. I wind up before my date having to put her in the car, drive her 45 minutes back home.
Okay.
I drive her home. We hug each other goodbye. I race back to New Jersey. I pick up my date. We go out. For the first time in months and months and months, I have a normal date. It was awesome.
Okay.
So after dinner, we went and did some things, and now it's getting late. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning. Places are closing. There's nowhere to go. And we know I can't, I don't want the date to end, but I can't take her back to my place in Philadelphia.
All right.
Obviously. So we wind up going to my parents' house.
Okay.
And we kind of sneak in the house quietly. I go grab a bottle of wine, and we go up on the second floor. My parents have this private little room in their house at the library with a fireplace. So I go in, and I make a fire, and we're sitting and drinking wine and talking, and next thing you know, we're kissing, and this date is going fantastic. And then I hear this, like, banging noise outside.
Okay.
And it gets louder, and I wind up getting up, and both of us are up, my date and I, and I'm looking. There's one little window in the corner of this room. And I'm looking at the window, and the next thing you see are these two little hands on the windowsill, and somebody's struggling. And the next thing I see is Darlene's face in the window, and I hear her yell, "I knew it! I knew it!" And then bang, crashing, and all this noise. I go run out in front of the house to see, you know, if she's okay, because we're on the second floor. This is the second floor window that we're at. I run around to the side of the house, and here she had taken all of my parents' patio furniture, their barbecue, firewood, anything she could find, and stacked it up against the house and climbed up to the second-story window to stalk me.
Oh, my God.
In the window, I walk back, and I see her running down the street with a broken heel. So she had heels on, climbed up that window.
Oh, no. So what happened?
I think instantly... From that point forward, any time I felt stalked or somebody was putting a little too much pressure,
yeah,
I was gone. Like a flash of light out of that relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting that you say that. So, like, all right, so that you made a good point. You made a couple of really good points. So what happened after that night? Did you ever see her again?
You know, I would like to say that we didn't, but we did.
Okay.
You know, after that night, we did wind up trying to work things out a month later, but it just didn't work out. Never panned out. And we actually were not even able to maintain a friendship. I had to move out of the state. I moved away to the other side of the country.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You made a couple of good points. It's like you're breaking up, you're getting back together. You're breaking up, you're getting back together.
Yeah.
I think that's a common thing that happens in relationships. Now, why did you keep getting back together?
Well, our relationship was like 95% arguing and 5% really, really good makeup sex.
I knew it.
You know?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I've heard that so many times that the crazy girls are good and bad.
Yeah. It's a shame, but it's true.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Okay. Well, thank you, Bill, so much. I'm
You're
so glad
welcome,
you called
thank
and
you
shared your story.
Session. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And I hope to talk to you again.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. So a couple good points from Bill's story. You know, like I just said, you're breaking up, you're getting back together, you're breaking up, you're getting back together, and passions are really high. And, you know, that's when girls tend to go crazy. You know, they're not ready to break up. You know, they're hanging on. They don't understand why you want to break up or what, for whatever reason, the relationship is ending and they're taking things so personally. And, you know, you have the breakup conversation and, you know, the guy's thinking he's moving on and the girl's thinking there's just going to be one more chance. And, you know, Bill's story also brings up another good point. I feel like there's a lot of women out there that use sex to get back into the relationships with the guys. And, you know, the guys are always going to cave because it is so good. That, you know, they just keep going back, and I'm going to talk about that in a little bit, another little bit of that guy code I was telling you about earlier. But, you know, I love this story for Bill. I thought it was hysterical. I thought it would be funny for him to come on the show and share it with us today. And so I'm going to share with you guys one of my crazy bitch stories. And in my book, it's called Fuck the Double Standard in Dating. Get it on Amazon. But there's several stories I tell about myself and how, you know, I used to kind of be a crazy girl and, you know, how I didn't want relationships to end and, you know, all the stupid stuff that I used to do to try to hang on to relationships and things like that. And, you know, of course now I can laugh at myself because I've learned all of the lessons and I've matured a little bit and, you know, but I think bringing to light these stories helps you heal. And, you know, not being in the closet about it is, you know, just makes it even more funny. And, you know, I think everybody knows that we're human and we get ourselves into these situations and we don't mean to turn into crazy bitches. It just happens, you know, it's just circumstances. They make us turn into this person that, you know, we despise, but we just can't help it. So, but one of the funniest stories, and you know, kind of the main story of my book, it's called The Prelude, but the original name of this story was called Throwing Keys. And this story happened to me back in, I don't know, it's been a while ago. It's been a long time ago, probably 02, 03-ish time frame, I'm thinking. And I had been in a really serious relationship. I thought I was going to marry this guy. And, you know, we ended up breaking up. And, you know, thank God he, you know, Derek was awesome. He was a wonderful man. He just, you know, what he saw early on in me that I really wasn't marriage material. And, you know, we ended up breaking up. And it was, you know, amicable breakup. And we're still friends to this day. But, you know, after that, I kind of wanted to throw myself into the social scene and really get out there and date and have some fun and enjoy myself. And that's when, you know, I met this guy named Rob. And, yeah, I can talk about Rob on the radio now. Unfortunately, he's not with us any longer. But, you know, so I'm telling everybody his real name. But anyway, Rob, I met Rob through Friends of Friends. And we were immediately attracted to each other. I mean, we couldn't get enough of each other. And, you know, we were back, you know, at that time in my life, I was partying quite a bit And, you know, we would get together and we would drink and party and just have fun. And, you know, we'd be up for days. And, you know, it was just very high, passionate, super passionate, very emotional, you know, roller coaster of a relationship. And, you know, we just couldn't get enough of each other. It was one of those, you know, I talk about that in my book, and I'm, you know, kind of go into some lessons, but, you know, mixing drugs and alcohol when you're in a super, super passionate relationship, it just intensifies your feelings like crazy. So anyway, we were, you know, we met and we were just inseparable. I mean, we were together every day and night for weeks and, you know, the first few months of our relationship. And he took me home to Florida to meet his family, and I met his parents and all of his friends. And, you know, we went to Florida for this wedding, and everybody was like, oh my gosh, we love you. And, you know, I got all the nods of approval, and everybody just loved me. And so, you know, all along I'm thinking that me and this guy are in a relationship. You know, I'm thinking we're doing pretty good. And I was really excited that I had found this guy right after I had just broken up with Derek. And, you know, I was like, wow, how could I find, you know, somebody so perfect for me, you know? And so we get back from Florida, and, you know, again, you know, we continue on our path of destruction together. And, you know, one night, it was a Friday night, Friday morning, I left his house to go to work, and we were supposed to get together that night. And I called him later on in the afternoon to find out, hey, what are the plans for this weekend? And, you know, he didn't call me back. And, you know, so I called him a little bit later on, and he didn't call me back. And, you know, about 10 o'clock that night, I called him again, and, you know, phone went straight to voicemail. And I was like, huh, okay. So, you know, I was like, all right, I'm going to let this go. It's a one-time deal. I'm not going to worry about it. Well, you know, 3 days later, I still hadn't heard from him. And by this time, I'm flipping out. And I'm like, what's going on? And so, you know, he did this back and forth toying with me thing for, you know, the next 30 to 60 days or so. You know, he would go dark on me for, you know, four or five days, and then he'd come back and reel me back in. And, you know, I was so emotionally tied to this guy, I just could not let it go. And I, you know, we had dated so seriously for, you know, what, 2 months. You know, I'm thinking that we're in a committed relationship together, when he and I had never actually had that conversation with one another. It was just me making assumptions based upon the fact that we had spent so much time together, and that, you know, I had met his family and everything. So, you know, I was making all of this stuff up in my head that he and I were a couple. So meanwhile, you know, he's doing this back and forth, you know, push-pull thing with me. And, you know, you can read, I go into a lot of detail in the book on the story. But so, you know, finally I'd kind of had enough, and I just couldn't take it anymore. I knew he was toying with me, and I, you know, I just didn't want to, I was starting to see that it was really starting to hurt my self-esteem and what I was doing to myself. So, you know, I was trying to let it go. So I stopped calling him, I stopped talking to him, and, you know, I was supposed to go to Denver one weekend, and this was on, I think it was, you know, like a Thursday night or something like that. And he calls me. So I'm supposed to leave for Denver on Friday the next day, and he calls me from the Bahamas, and he was with his family there. And I thought, oh my God, he's calling me from the Bahamas. He's with his family. He must really care about me. You know, this means something. Every little thing we do, you know, girls, this is what we do. Every action a guy has, it means something. It has to mean something. So, you know, I was trying to make the fact that he was calling me from the Bahamas mean something. You know, I really wanted it to mean something. So he's like, oh my God, I really miss you. I want to see you. I I'm sorry, and I'm coming home tomorrow, and I really want to see you. And I'm like, you know, I can't, you know, I'm going to Colorado. I've already got a trip planned. And he's like, oh, come on, please just stay one night for me. And, you know, against my better judgment, I thought, okay, you know, he must really want to see me, must really care about me. So I'm going to postpone my trip. I'm postponing my trip to Denver. So I called my girlfriend, Steph, and I was like, okay, I'm coming in a day late. Of course, she's like, what's going on? So I'm trying to tell her the story. She's heard the whole backstory about this Rob guy, and she's like, oh, God, Heather, seriously? So anyway, postponed the trip, and so the next day he calls me. He's on his layover in Miami. He gives me a call. He's, I can't wait to see you. I'll be there in a couple hours. I'll call you when I get home. Like, okay, that sounds perfect. You know, so I'm all getting all excited and everything. And so it's the next night. He's supposed to be getting in town around 9 o'clock. And, 9 o'clock rolls around and I don't get a phone call. And so 9:30 rolls around. I still don't get a phone call. And I'm calling him, starting to call him, and he's not answering his phone. And he's not picking up and sending my call straight to voicemail. And it's about 10 o'clock now. And, you know, if any of you guys have been through this, any of you girls have been through this, my heart is just about to beat out of my chest. I can feel the crazy just welling up inside me. It's out of control. I can't stand it. And about 10:30 rolls around, and I lost my ever-loving mind, for sure. I gotta tell you, when that switch flips, you know you can't control what you're about to do. It's gonna get scary. That's all I can say. So I'm gonna tell you when we get back from the break what happened that night. You're listening to The Dating Revolution on Voice America. I'm Heather Jones, your host. Stay tuned.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now. 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you a single woman who's on the fence about marriage and children? Or are you one of those women who tries to make a relationship out of every casual encounter? If you answered yes to either of these, we've got you covered plus a whole lot more. Go online today and pick up a copy of Heather's book, Fuck the Double Standard in Dating. You'll love all of Heather's crazy stories, and it won't be long before you're putting into practice the hundreds of tips she provides. This book will help you navigate the world of casual dating without trying to make marriage the ultimate destination. Heather shows you how to approach dating more like a man does, which means being in the moment and not taking everything too seriously. When you change your way of thinking, dating is not only fun, it builds confidence and opens doors to endless possibilities. Fuck the Double Standard in Dating is available now through Amazon.com via paperback or ebook. In fact, while listening to today's show, you can click the link on the show page to pick up your copy right now. Buy it today and become part of the dating revolution.
Did you ever stop to think that financial health can be a lot like physical health? The financial physician, Lou Skatigna, has helped people on the radio for nearly 15 years. And now he's part of the Voice America Variety Channel. By using medical analogies to discuss financial solutions, Lou actually makes the process easier to understand and will help you chart your own financial fitness. Tune in to The Financial Physician live every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time, and on demand anytime on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now. 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned into The Dating Revolution. Got a question for Heather? Pick up the phone and call into the live show at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. If you're just feeling too shy to call in, send Heather an email. The address is info@heatherjones.com. And now, back to the dating revolution.
And we're back. Thank you for joining me on The Dating Revolution. I'm Heather Jones, your host. Today, we're talking about how bitches be crazy. And I had Bill on the show earlier, told us a funny story about him and Darlene out in Jersey. And I've been telling you guys one of my crazy bitch stories called Throwing Keys. You can read it in my book. But if you guys have a funny story, if any girls have a funny story or guys, and you're not comfortable calling in, you just want to email me your story, you can do that. info@heatherjones.com, and I'll read your story on the air. So come on, we need some brave people out there. So anyway, I was telling you guys about a story about Rob, and you know, he had just called me from the Bahamas. I was really excited to see him, and then nada. I get no phone calls, and at about 10 o'clock, like I said, 10:30 that night, I flipped a switch and went crazy. I literally lost my flipping mind. And when I tell you I lost my mind, I mean I lost every shred, ounce of dignity in my soul, okay? So I just grabbed my purse. I just grabbed whatever was next to me, my keys, whatever. Grabbed my purse. I hop in the car, and I go flying up to his house. And he lives about 45 minutes away from where I lived at the time. And it's raining outside, and you know, I'm bawling my eyeballs out. I'm just so pissed. I'm just shaking. I'm so upset. You know, how could he do this to me? I postponed my trip. You know, I can't believe he's been doing this push-pull with me for all this time, and he just did it to me again. I'm just so pissed at myself. And so I get up there to his apartment community, and, you know, it's gated. It's a gated apartment community, and you know, I'm at the gate, you know, calling his apartment. Of course, he's not answering. And, you know, I'm just getting more and more and more pissed. I hate those flipping apartment communities with the gates. And so anyway, I keep calling. He's not answering. And I, you know, just, you know, circle around, as I'm sure some others on this who have listening have done, and wait for somebody else to come home. And so somebody else finally comes home about 10 minutes later. You know, it's about 11:15 at night by this time, and I gun it through the gate behind this resident so I can, you know, get into the apartment community. And so I go pulling in, and don't you know, there's Rob's truck sitting right there in his parking spot. And I'm like, okay. So I go, you know, get up to the front door, and I start knocking on the door. And there's no answer. He's not coming to the door. I can see the TV's on. I'm looking through the peephole, and I can hear the TV on, so I know somebody's at home. And I'm knocking on the door. You know, about 10 minutes later, I'm still knocking on the door and pounding on the door, and nobody is coming to the front door. So I, you know, I did what every other normal, sane person would do, or insane, I should say. I walked around to the side of the building, and I wanted to see what was going on in his apartment. So by this time, it's really starting to rain outside. I've got on my heels, so I'm traipsing through the grass, a wet grass of this apartment community at 11:30 at night. I'm peering up inside the windows to see if I can see what's going on in his apartment. And I look over into his bedroom, and don't you know, he's in there having sex with somebody. I mean, like crazy wild sex. And I... if I hadn't lost my mind before, I lost it for sure then. I was so upset. I looked down. The only thing I had in my hands was my keys, and I started tossing my keys at the window, at his bedroom window. I just kept tossing them, and it would fall into the bush, and I'd find it tossing. I mean, I just was chucking the keys at the window as hard as I possibly could, and crying and yelling and screaming, and he comes to the window, and it's not Rob. It's some other guy. I had been throwing keys at the wrong window. This guy had been in there having sex with somebody, and I was like, oh my God, in my fog of insanity, I, you know, was looking at the wrong, you know, section of windows. So I was like, oh shit. So, you know, my keys had fallen into the bushes. I'm rustling around in the bushes. I'm trying to find my keys. And by this time, this guy comes walking around the side of the apartment community after me. And I panicked. You know, I didn't know what to do. I had to leave my keys there. And so I go running around the side of the building. It's pouring rain by this time. He's chasing me through the bushes. So I get to my car. Thank God the back door is not unlocked, is unlocked of my car. So I hop in the back seat and I, you know, throw myself in the floorboard to hide. And, you know, it's like, what am I going to do? I don't know what I'm going to do. So it was about this time where I called Kate. You know, remember Kate on the show last week? She's my best friend. I was living with her at the time, and I was like, you've got to come and get me. I'm in huge trouble. So anyway, she's like, I'll be right there. So, you know, 45 minutes later, here comes Kate driving. She's like, okay, I'm here, and I'm still in the floorboard of my car. And so I pop out of the back seat of the car, and I go to get in her car, and there's that guy. He had been waiting on me. He was waiting on me to surface this whole entire time. And so I was like, oh, my God. And he yells. He's like, Heather. And I thought, oh, my God, how does he know my name? How, you know, I wonder if he knows Rob. I wonder if somebody told Rob what had happened. And you know, he knows him, and that's how he knows my name. I'm dying right now. And so I hop into Kate's convertible. We go flying around the exit of the apartment community, and we're, you know, trying to get out of there as fast as we possibly can. And the guy heads us off at the pass and starts running towards us as we're driving out of the apartment community, and he's got a gun. You can't make this shit up, people. You cannot make this shit up. The guy's got a gun. He's pointing it at us, and I was like, okay, we got to stop the car. We just have to stop the car. So we stop the car, I get out of the car, and I'm just, you know, I'm like crying, shaking, soaking wet, and just so embarrassed and can't believe what has just happened to me. And, you know, the guy's like, what is wrong with you? Why would you, you know, interrupt me and my wife? We're having sex. And, oh, God, it just turned into a whole big mess. And she comes out there and she's, you know, she's like, what's wrong with you? Don't you have any self-respect? You know, what's your problem? And I just, it went from bad to worse. And anyway, you'll have to get the book to read the rest of the story. But listen, every girl has a little cray-cray in her, and it comes out when a guy pushes us to the limit, okay? We talked about this a little bit on the show last week. For, you know, there's tons of reasons. You know, we don't want it to be over, and he wants it to be over. You know, we want a commitment. He doesn't want a commitment. You know, there's all kinds of reasons. You know, we think it's serious, and he doesn't think it's that serious. There's, you know, there's 10, you know, men and women are very different creatures, and what's going on in our minds is totally different than what's going on in their minds. But, you know, there's a couple of lessons that, you know, I want to, you know, point out about, you know, my throwing keys story. And, you know, one, you know, I had just gotten out of a bad breakup, and it was crazy for me to think that I was going to go right into another real serious relationship that quickly. I mean, people need time to heal. You need time to figure out who you are and what you want to do. And, you know, the fact that I had met this guy literally within weeks of breaking up with Derek, and then for us to, you know, like I told you, we were partying like crazy. I mean, it was just, so the drugs and the alcohol and everything just really intensified our feelings or my feelings for him. And I'm thinking, you know, that was always sort of a part of myself I'd kind of hidden away. And the fact that, you know, he enjoyed it so much as I did at the time, you know, I thought, oh my gosh, this is great. You know, I've got somebody I can do this with and I can hang out with. And, you know, that accepts me for who I am and all that bullshit I was telling myself. And, you know, so, you know, those are a couple of really big lessons that I learned. You know, my feelings got so intensified and they really weren't real. And, you know, the fact that he took me home to meet his friends and family and I was all, you know, I was dating. I thought we were dating and I thought we were in a serious relationship. And, you know, that's not necessarily true. You know, sometimes a guy will give you the subtle impression he wants something serious when actually he doesn't. You know, and, you know, you wonder why. Why do guys do that? Well, because, one, they want to avoid confrontation. Guys hate confrontation. Two, and they, you know, want unlimited access to sex. They want to be able to, you guys have a great sexual relationship. They don't want to let that go. So they want to keep you on the line and keep you on the string. And as long as they possibly can. And, you know, that is until it gets a little too serious. And then, you know, they're not calling you for 5 days. But another lesson is refusing to move on when it's, you know, so obvious that the guy has. You know, girls, you need to know. If he's not communicating with you, and he has been for the last 2 or 3 months on a consistent basis, and all of a sudden it stops, you need to understand he's talking to somebody else. Okay, he's found somebody else. He's dating somebody else. He's screwing somebody else. Whatever it is, that's what you need to understand. And not letting go when you need to let go is when we turn into crazy girls. You know, and then that's when guys start lying. They start, you know, telling us things we want to hear to get us off their back. So, you know, we will, you know, just not be crazy. So, you know, another lesson is having enough self-respect to walk away from a bad situation. You know, a desperate woman is never attractive to a man, ever. And, you know, the fact that I kept going back and going back and going back, it's like poor Darlene. Poor Darlene this morning and Bill. You know, you keep going back and back and back, even though the guy has made it clear he doesn't want to date you anymore. He's not interested in you anymore. And, you know, whatever the reason is, it doesn't really matter why he doesn't want to date you anymore. The fact is, he doesn't want to date you anymore. You need to let go. So that's another big lesson. And you know, having enough confidence and self-respect to do that is a big thing. Another thing, changing your plans to accommodate a guy. You know, postponing a major trip for me to go to Colorado to see my other best friend, Steph, you know, the fact that I postponed that trip for him, knowing what he had already put me through so many times, you know, that's my fault. That's not his fault. You know, and I want to make sure I'm clear in this situation. You know, yeah, Rob was a jerk, but, you know, I wanted to point out what my behaviors, crazy behaviors were in this scenario. Not necessarily what he did wrong, but what I did wrong. You know, I let my emotions take control of me. I allowed him to continue to hurt me on a consistent basis. I continued to go back to him. I let him degrade me. You know, I let myself stay in a bad relationship I know was going nowhere because I was so desperate to hang on to him because our passion was so high because of what had happened early on in our relationship, you know, and you know, things like that. We played out a couple of fantasies with each other that I, you know, never thought in a million years I would ever get to do with a guy. So it's like things like these big, huge things were happening for us very early on in our relationship. And so, you know, it just bonded me to this guy where, you know, to him, I was just another girl he was going to date for a few months while it was fun, you know. You know, but the main lesson I learned and want to share with you guys today from this story is, you know, when you get to that point where you've lost all your dignity and you're throwing keys at the wrong window and you're making a complete asshole out of yourself and you're banging on doors and you're stacking up patio furniture, you know, it's time to let go. It's time to step back. It's time to talk to your friends. It's time to get an intervention, and it's time to get yourself back and move forward and not let it continue to happen to you. So when we get back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit about what's in store for next week. So thank you guys for tuning in. You're listening to The Dating Revolution on Voice America. Heather Jones, your host.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now. 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you a single woman who's on the fence about marriage and children? Or are you one of those women who tries to make a relationship out of every casual encounter? If you answered yes to either of these, we've got you covered, plus a whole lot more. Go online today and pick up a copy of Heather's book, Fuck the Double Standard in Dating. You'll love all of Heather's crazy stories, and it won't be long before you're putting into practice the hundreds of tips she provides. This book will help you navigate the world of casual dating without trying to make marriage the ultimate destination. Heather shows you how to approach dating more like a man does, which means being in the moment and not taking everything too seriously. When you change your way of thinking, dating is not only fun, it builds confidence and opens doors to endless possibilities. Fuck the Double Standard in Dating is available now through Amazon.com via paperback or ebook. In fact, while listening to today's show, you can click the link on the show page to pick up your copy right now. Buy it today and become part of the dating revolution.
News. Opinion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned into the Dating Revolution. Got a question for Heather? Pick up the phone and call into the live show at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. If you're just feeling too shy to call in, send Heather an email. The address is info@heatherjones.com. And now, back to the Dating Revolution.
And we're back. Thanks for tuning in to the Dating Revolution. I'm Heather Jones, your host. Feel free to find me online at heatherjones.com. You can follow me on Twitter at It's Heather Jones. You can find me on Facebook as well. And my book, it's called Fuck the Double Standard in Dating, is available on Amazon. I'd love for you to grab a copy. It's hysterical. And today we're talking about crazy bitches, and myself included. I totally called myself out today in hopes that some other girls and guys will come forward and tell their crazy stories too. You know, the last few days I've been really working hard at trying to line up some guys to tell me their crazy bitch stories, and I have had so much resistance, I can't even tell you. I actually had, this happened to me yesterday, so I had three guys within 1 hour tell me they would not share their stories with me because it's guy code. And I thought, what? I thought guy code meant guy stuff. You know, you couldn't tell stories about guys. What do you mean you can't tell stories about girls? What the hell you mean a guy code? You know, I was shocked. I had no idea that there was some guy code about this. And so I was like, okay, you guys, I need you to educate me, help me understand, you know, what this guy code is that you can't tell me about, you know, some crazy girls. And, you know, I'm like, I'm giving you this great chance to tell your story totally anonymously, and you won't do it. I just don't understand, you know. So one of them told me that it's because there's a chance you might get to have sex with the girl again. You know, and, you know, as we talked about, Bill this morning kind of validates that point. You know, he kept going back to Darlene because, you know, 5% of their relationship, the sex, makeup sex was so good. You know, and I've always heard that about, you know, girls that are a little high-spirited, little crazy girls out there. I've had so many guys tell me that, you know, they're just tomcats in the bed, which is funny, but you know, it's what keeps guys coming back, and whether you want to admit it or not, guys, it's true. So, you know, they don't want to screw up the potential of maybe getting together with this girl one more time, so you know, they don't want to, you know, reveal and tell stories about her. And I'm like, okay, all right, but you know, on the same token, they'll tell stories to their guy friends about the girls because, you know, it's almost like a badge of honor. It's like almost doing a tour of duty together. You know, it's like, yeah, I slayed this one, or yeah, I got through this situation, or yeah, you know, I was able to manage this one. And so, you know, they talk amongst themselves, which, you know, I guess I can appreciate that. But anyway, I thought, well, come on, guys. You know, so I reached out to another couple of my friends and I said, is this true? Is this guy code thing true? And you know, a couple of them were like, no, not really. It just, you know, depends on, you know, how old you are. And those kind of guys that don't want to tell stories are, you know, probably, you know, 25-year-olds. And, you know, it's just the kind of guy that doesn't want to tell the story. And, you know, and then I thought, well, maybe it's like an East Coast, West Coast thing. Because, you know, I've got, you know, guys up in, you know, Jersey area dying to tell me their stories. And, you know, I've got some friends down in Georgia that are going to tell me their stories, but the people out here on the West Coast are tight-lipped. Anyway, another guy said that there's no point in calling girls out. He said, you know, what's the point in it? You know, it's not going to get you anywhere. It's not going to get me anywhere. It's not going to get her anywhere. It's like there's no purpose in it. And, you know, so what, you know, what's the reason behind it? Why should I do it? You know, and I thought, well, all right, you know, that's kind of a good point. I can understand that. Okay. Well, then the third guy told me, and this is my favorite. He said, it's mainly because men shouldn't be in the business of behavior modification. I thought, well, there you go. There he has said it. And that's true. Men should not be in the business of behavior modification. I'm in the business of behavior modification. So I need your stories so I can help change the behaviors of the crazy girls out there. You know, we want to be fun, exciting, no drama girls. And in order for this to happen, like the dating revolution talks about, you know, we can't be known as these crazy girls out there. You know, in order for us to move forward as powerful women and enjoy our lives and, you know, live single longer, you know, we've got to stop these crazy girl behaviors, and we've got to turn into the girls that guys really love, and that's fun, flirty, flexible, you know, girls that like to have a great time. There's no drama. You know, you can end the relationship, easily, and it's not going to turn into a big fight and have her burn your house down, you know. So, you know, these are all very good reasons why a guy may not want to tell me their story. So instead of waiting for the guys to come to me, I'm going to go to the guys. I am taking out my girlfriends this weekend and my microphone, and I'm going to start interviewing some dudes. So I'm really hopeful next week, in the weeks following, I'm going to have some really funny stories for you guys. And it won't just be about crazy girls. You know, I've got a whole list of fun questions. I'm going to be out interviewing people in town. And, you know, guys are always going to open up and spill the beans a little more, you know, once they've had a couple of cocktails. So, you know, we're going to try to hit a couple of different spots in town. And, you know, we're thinking some breakfast places in the mornings, you know, after, you know, on Sunday mornings is always a fun place to go. People are always out for breakfast from the night before. Or, you know, I might try to hit up some guys that are in line at the clubs, you know, before they get in there. So I'm really excited about this weekend. I'm really looking forward to it. So if any of you guys that are listening to the show know where I live, you better not spill the beans and tell people I'm going to be out interviewing, because I better come back with a whole book of stories and good material for the shows going forward. So I hope you guys enjoyed the show today. And again, please email me your stories. Email me anything, any topics you'd like for me to discuss. Email me at info@heatherjones.com. I'd love to hear from you or call into the show. But you can find me online, like I said, on Facebook or heatherjones.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @itsheatherjones. I've enjoyed talking to everybody today. I hope you have a great week and weekend. You've been listening to The Dating Revolution on Voice America with Heather Jones.
Thanks for listening. The Dating Revolution with Heather Jones can be heard live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Variety Channel. Until next week, get out there, stay in control, and above all else, have some fun. Just.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.